Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to yet another episode of Islamic Upbringing. Educationalists, psychologists, and socialists say that adolescence is very, very essential phase of life, biologically and in many other aspects. But in Islam as well, this is very, very important age, a very, very important stage, because that's when the legal liabilities are assumed. Yes, today we're going to discuss about adolescence with Professor Naqavi, who is a faculty member at Al-Mustafa University and a researcher in the Hawza Ilmiya of Qom. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you very much.
Well, Professor Naqavi, you have been educating us on how do we manage and educate the teenager so that he can actually come in a very fruitful way out of the stage of adolescence. But you actually touched something in our previous sessions wherein you said there should be awareness of oneself and the four relationships. I would want you to give explanation on that.
Actually, this is what we have been talking about previously also, that the development of a human being has to be in such a way, whether it is the intellectual cognitive development or it is the emotional development or it is the physical development, it should be for the sake of being able to carry out proper actions and behavior with respect to the four major relations which we have as human beings. We have been saying that every human being in this world to reach the stage where we can have a pure life, hayat tayyiba, there it is necessary to be able to manage these four relationships. One is with ourselves. We start off from ourselves, because till we don't accept the existence of ourselves and are not aware of ourselves, we cannot think of anything else. So we start off from ourselves, but then we have to think about and develop our understanding through ourselves of our Lord. Man arafa nafsa faqad arafa rabba. So one starts from this awareness from inside and then reaches out to understand the universe and its creator and to create a relationship at a very high level with him.
Yes.
Where he comes to this understanding that we have been created by our Lord, we are his servants, we have to be obedient to him, we have to worship him, we have to take care of his submit ourselves to him, we have to take care of his presence, we have to realize that we are always in his presence and he's looking down upon us, he is observing us, he expects from us, being our Lord, being someone who loves us more than our parents. This understanding develops and this overarching relationship with him is established. And then he commands us to take care of ourselves, of our relations with other human beings, and even take care of the environment in which we live. And also develop a special relationship with him, which continuously enforces that general relationship, which gives that spirituality to everything which we do. Spirituality cannot be compartmentalized. It cannot be confined to just the time when we pray. The prayer is very important because it becomes a source of strengthening our special relationship with Allah Almighty. But it should permeate in all our relations. This is the awareness which we want to achieve. Therefore, and as I said before, the climax of that awareness and that understanding should be achieved at the time of adolescence.
Yeah.
When a person is becoming ready to become a complete adult, take up all the responsibilities in life, and he is able to do everything which is proper, competently, with respect to all these relationships, and thus he becomes a person who is considered to be a salih person, a muttaqi, a salih person,
obedient.
A muhsin.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, we'll discuss more on the topic after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned with us.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. I'm Zainab, discussing with Professor Naqavi the awareness of oneself and the relationship and the four relationships. First of all, you said awareness is very important, as you put the hadith of Imam Ali al-Islam, that the one who knows himself knows his Rabb, knows his Lord. And some of the ways to know oneself are obviously that you can ask people around you, what are your goods, what are your bads, what are your talents as per them? Because sometimes a person is not aware about oneself he knows about himself only through his own perspective, but he can actually try to know himself from the other's perspective as well. Yes, Professor Naqavi.
Of course, one observes other human beings, observes other things which exist in our around us, animals, plants, herbs, the land, the sky, everything as a sign of Allah Almighty. But Allah Almighty says, "Sanurihim ayatina fil afaqi wa fi anfusihim, hatta yatabayyana lahum annahu al-haq." We shall show them our signs in the heavens, around us, and within ourselves.
Yes.
And for the sake, what is the purpose? Hatta yatabayyan. Till it is very clear for them that He is the absolute, ultimate truth. So everything is created for that purpose. Everything that has been created in this universe, Allah Almighty says that I've created everything in the heavens and the skies. For you to know that Allah has the power over everything and has the knowledge of everything.
Exactly.
So this is the awareness which we need to achieve. If one is able to carry out introspection inside himself or herself, understand what's happening inside, the feelings, the thoughts, how they are created, how they develop in self. One gets insight into the workings of our Lord or Allah Almighty, how He creates.
All right. So, if the parents out there are confused with how do I develop that insight within my child, rather than lecturing him, rather than forcing him, rather than imposing things on him, parents can actually simply try the thing that they could actually help them know themselves better.
Exactly. I mean, you could just ask your child, look, how is it simply that you just close your eyes and imagine a person with seven heads? You create that image of a seven-headed person in your mind without any effort. You look inside you and you create the image of a mountain of gold.
Yes.
Without any effort. This is how Allah Almighty creates the whole universe.
Wow.
So, I mean, this is a sort of both pure reasoning and intuitive reasoning.
Yes.
Because we have two levels of pure reasoning. One is pure reasoning, where we play with our thoughts, where we connect our thoughts.
So you're basically teaching a child the concept of kun fayakun through the imagination,
exactly.
Through his power
so
of imagination.
So as I mentioned before, imagination is a very strong tool at the disposal of human beings. Very strong tool, but it has to be managed.
Yeah.
It has to be controlled.
Yes.
So That's why I'm saying the important thing is intellectual development.
Yes. And parents really need to work on that, because that's how they're going to know about themselves. They're actually going to reach God that way. And we'll discuss more on that after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned with us.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Raise your children to have three features: love for your Prophet, love for his household, and reciting the Quran."
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. I am Zainab with Professor Naqavi, and we are discussing awareness of oneself.
As we are saying, the development of oneself is very important. Understanding, and it starts with our understanding, and it starts to understanding our thoughts and feelings, understanding ourselves, and then knowing Allah Almighty, and then establishing that overarching relationship with Him. And that is the true spirituality which we are after. We're not talking about some spirituality which is out of this world.
Yeah.
It is something very practical. It has practical implications in every aspect of our lives. So the child, the adolescent especially, is in a very pure state of feelings and thoughts, where he can very easily connect with his Lord.
Yeah.
He is so tender in his feelings. An adult person is not very easily moved by things which happen around him or her. But a person, adolescent, where there is an explosion of feelings within him, if these feelings are channelized in the proper way, in the spiritual way. I mean, today when we used to be here studying, there was no one talking about i'tikaf.
Yeah.
Now it has become an international phenomenon.
Yeah.
And the population of youth in the i'tikaf program, which is carried out in the holy month of Rajab,
yeah,
or in the holy month of Ramadan, it is a phenomenon that the young people
are joining
it to be able to express their feelings and to direct their feelings towards their Lord Allah Almighty, and to have association with their Lord, which is confined to themselves, and they are able to reach out to their Lord. Whether today it is the i'tikaf or the ziyara, the arba'een, everything of this type shows the potential that is there within the youth to reach out and to develop that relationship, that special spiritualistic relationship with Allah Almighty. And that is very important. That is adolescence, is the time where parents should be working on their children to bring about this relationship between the person and the Lord. The parents should not concentrate on themselves. They should not want the person to be submissive to them. Their child should be submissive to their Lord.
God, yeah, to Allah.
And that is important. And then the Lord commands us, bil walidayni ihsana.
Exactly.
The child should be made to submit to our Lord.
And he will himself make him submit to you.
Exactly. So this is what is the essence of the development of a child, especially a person who is in his or her adolescence.
Yes. That was really, really very helpful. So a person in the age of adolescence, parents rather than who, especially dealing with those who are aggressive, rather than making them submit to yourself, it's very, very important that help them so that they submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with reasoning, with logic, as our expert guided you throughout these series of sessions.
And with love.
Yeah, with love. That's also one of the major factors. Because if love is not there, as you already mentioned in one of the previous episodes, that aggression can't be answered with aggression. It should be answered with love. so that the things do not become worse. They actually, you actually rectify all the mistakes that are being happening. And we repeat that awareness to oneself leads you to awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what Imam Ali alayhi salam is teaching us. Because when one will actually analyze within himself, he will be able to recognize who has created him, why and how. Thank you so much for listening to us. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returns upon rest.